Exotic Limo Melbourne are dropping another world first on the Melbourne Public Jock. It's called the Viper, a 12-passenger matte black Dodge Nitro SUV stretch limousine.
Hells bells, that's got the arousal curve causing some trouser stretching, Peter.
It's significant, Jock. Mm. It would not be out of place to label Exotic Limo Melbourne as modern-day visionaries.
Hit up exoticlimo.com.au or pick up the phone and dial 1300 532 532 and tell them Jock sent you.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello, community. Now the round's come and gone. We need some primos, boys.
I agree, Jock.
Carnage.
Difficult round again. We must hold firm, Jock.
Absolutely. It seems like this is a theme. We're here and we're having a go at our bloody premiums who are letting us down. Rory Sloan subbed off with a calf.
Oh, Kelly, bloody pop nut.
He actually popped his nut. You know what we need? We need a primo to take us through the night.
I think you've gone a bit early there, Jock. However, yes,
I was singing a bloody song there.
I think the chorus is yet to come, my friend.
Righto.
Brody Smith hurt me significantly.
Is Luke Parker ever going to bounce back?
Ryan Griffin, Jock.
Oh, how. Here it comes. I need a primo. I'm holding out for a primo at the end of the night. He can't be shit and he's gotta be good. Was that pretty good?
Okay, Jock, consistent.
I need a primo!
Okay, time to stop that music.
I was just getting into the old dancing and jigging and
up
having good
and
times in the bungalow.
A good start, some sage wisdom.
Absolutely.
Holding out for a primo.
You know, that's a herb. The sage is a herb. You put it on your spaghetti sauce.
I think it's Jock Reynolds. Holding out for a primo. We are in the stage of our season. The gamemanship becomes holding to cash in on those fallen primos.
Discipline.
And there are many.
Discipline, such a feature of the elite gameplay at this time of the year. Crouchy one.
Ah, welcome.
How are you going, mate?
Bloody, I am bloody Glyphon. I want start with Pyhanmani's study.
Wonderful.
Lion Glyphon sat on the wall. Lion Glyphon had a great fall. All the top coaches and even the spuds couldn't put this ass clown with big head flog back on the field again.
Ash clown, big head flog,
yes.
Back onto the field, yes. Again.
Lion bloody Glyphon.
You're not getting rid of him, are you?
He owned by many men.
Mm.
Quota of all player.
Well, what's the stanza?
You say me.
He's 500 grand.
You say me. He pump out bloody.
He's averaging, what's he averaging? 88. Came out with a 69. Broke even will be about 102. He has actually dropped 30 grand on us now and he's 500 grand. So, Peter, to the elitehood of the competition with Ryan Griffin in the midfield. 500,000. What do you do?
We'll have a break even of approximately 100, Jock.
Mm.
We must hold out. Yes, he may not be primo. However, he offers us some.
It's a waste of trade if you go across from, you know, this stage of the season. I suppose the first question we have to get out of the way here is, can the kid come home averaging 105 from here on in? He's averaging 88. Can he turn his season around?
Would you be happy having him in your finals, Jock?
Yeah.
Yes, agreed.
I would.
Therefore, we do not.
A fit and good Ryan Griffin, who's getting some pill.
We do not waste a trade. He scored 113 the week prior. He seems to be seasonal in his scoring output. 65, 118. 77, 113. 69, I would not be surprised if he hits his break-even next week, Jock.
What about on the other side of the thing? We've got a couple of people talking about Lukey Parker. We've got the messages coming in saying, gee, is it time to get rid of Lukey Parker? But I'll tell you what, I'm on the other side of the fence saying I'm licking the chops waiting to pick the bastard up. So why would you get rid of him?
Agreed, Jock. Offers super coaches fine value at sub 500.
He's dripped $90,000. What, he trimmed another 15 grand this week, broke even around 105.
He could be a potential trade-in for round 12, Jock. I think it's time for my segment.
Absolutely.
Here goes Quantum Team Mechanics.
Yes, welcome to Quantum Team Mechanics.
It's been a while, Peter.
Agreed, Jock.
I love Quantum.
It is a significant game point, and I thought we must discuss, rather than individual players, we need to discuss overall game strategy. Mm. It is that crucial point of the season.
Yeah.
The fulcrum point, if you wish, where teams must start to plan for getting to full primo. Now, that includes looking ahead to buys and the lead up to buys. Now, I would suggest take an audit of your trades.
Audit.
You need to be spending no more than 10 trades leading up to the buys, so 10 by round 10, which might mean many coaches need to hold back on trading.
Isn't that critical? And Peter, it takes a brain as pulsatingly beautiful as yours for us just sometimes to think to ourselves, hang on, should we be worrying about something like Ryan Griffin now? Hang on, I've got Luke Parker. Shouldn't I just have my eyes on my structural build towards supremacy? Because these little things off to the side can lead you off a path, and before you know it, you're wasted trades and you're out of tune with the rest of the competition because you've sideways too many trades.
Yes, excellent, Jock. So 10 trades leading up to the buys.
So what rounds safe? The buys this year, son?
11, 12, 13, Jock. And then this is a significant game point. Be planning to make 3 downward trades. That is cash cow trades down to bargain basement prices in round 11. 3 up trades in round 12.
Right.
And 2 down, 1 up, round 13.
Let's unpack that one, Peter. So you're saying here come the buys.
Yes.
Round 11 rolls in the town and we've got our first week of buys. You're saying you trade 3 expensives down to cheapies.
Fatten cows, Jock. Yes. Cash them into a builder bank. And I can already see who the majority will be trading in round 12, and that is Rockcliffe.
Poor Rockcliffe.
That is Rockcliffe. And in round 13, I suggest many will be trading in Ablett.
Tommy Rockcliffe, when he comes back, if he comes back next week, will have a break even of about 270. So gee, he would have to be around that round 12 point, one of the most heavily traded in players in history.
And let's not forget, Bartel, post-buy, could be one of your last trades to full premium.
Mm.
So we must be planning around these key factors. I can see.
How would you suggest people out there do this audit? I love spreadsheets, columns and rows. Do you just sort your team into rows? Here's me round 11, here's me 12 and 13, and just sort of trade around that sort of scenario.
Yes, Jock. Mm. Target those players you wish in your final squad. Plan to be trading these in. In round 12, I am targeting already Sloan, who might drop now, Cade Simpson, who should be picked up very cheaply, and perhaps even Jordan Lewis.
Well, he could be off for a couple of weeks. That'll cost him 3 weeks, I reckon, what he did on the weekend.
Jock, Crouching, Higo. How are you, boys? Dylan from Herd 5 here. At the start of the year, I had Tommy Rockcliffe. He went down. Lewis was smashing, and I brought Lewis in. Now, he's going to be out for at least 2, you'd say. I've got a bit of kitty, got 300k in the bank. Do I just go Lewis to a primo or get him Parker? I'm not sitting him on the bench. I will not have someone that plays football like that on my team. Top 10 or not, who do I go to? Thanks, boys.
How many weeks will he get? If he gets 3 weeks, you'd have to think about moving him on, wouldn't you?
I'm calculating a 3 down to 2 for a careless medium impact. Jock, for a 2 match out, given our midfield rookies are performing, I feel you need to hold. However,
whack him on the pine, you reckon?
Need to hold. This is a man of morals, and he
refused to have a man who plays football.
Yes,
like
Jock.
That. What do you think about that, Peter?
I rate that very highly.
Righto.
Rate that very highly, Jock. This is a game which is a metaphor for society at large.
For life in general.
And on the weekend when the royal baby...
Oh, you were beside yourself.
His mother and I are waving our flags.
You've got that glow in your face as well. You know, yes. You're filled with human society again, aren't you?
We are formulating possible names.
What have you got up there on the list?
Beatrice.
Yeah. Narelle.
Narelle could be there, Jock.
That's a beautiful name, Narelle.
I think they call this beautiful little baby girl maybe Lindsay.
Lindsay
Thomas.
Lindsay Thomas. Oh, weren't happy with his game.
Maybe Ryan Griffin.
Well, Ryan Griffin could be quite bloody fitting.
Maybe bloody Sean Higgins after that crap game.
Higgins. How you feeling about Sean Higgins, you boys?
One poor week, Jock.
Yeah, one poor week. The thing about Jordan Lewis, even if he gets 2 weeks, he comes back with a break-even of 142. I can see the argument for moving him on. For people who are either slipping right down in the ranks or who have some critical wins, I think if he gets 3, I'd be looking to move Jordan Lewis on. That much money, 3 weeks is too much. I'd seriously think about that.
Who do you go down to, or is it pure sideways drop?
Oh, it would have to be sideways. I don't think there's any mincing this, because you bought him in as a super premium. You need to go for someone who is a super premium. There's a bit of bloody discussion about Dan Hennebury's season, boys.
Oh.
Are we thinking that this is something Daniel Hennebury can sustain?
Daniel, bloody hand on Betty.
Yeah.
Break even 52 now. Mm. He pump out 144. Oh, he look good. He look bloody good.
He does. He does. And his average now is 120. He had 37 possessions, 11 tackles. But are you willing to part with 600 grand for him? Me? Nah. This is an unprecedented stretch for him. I don't think he can keep that going. And I think you'd be, how do you say it, crouching one? Chasing the cars or something like that.
Get exhausted.
Get exhaust maybe, piped.
Maybe Dan Beam. Maybe Dan Beam
better. He's coming good. Where did he get on the weekend?
113.
Well, he's coming good. His break even will still be up around 125. Price down around 577.
Yes, Jock. There are so many of these premiums falling off the perch. They Joel are. Selwood, Jock, continues to fall. Any Joel Selwood sub 600 possibly could get to 570. Surely,
well, Selwood,
he's a bargain.
He'll drop below 600 next week. He'll come to play Friday night against Collingwood, Joel Selwood.
Ah, yes, but...
five break even.
You're still white. You're waiting. I think he got right early. Time to build the cash and go bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
With many cash. You need full Plymouth team.
I've got one. I've got one I'm just waiting on. And I think I'm almost ready to select him.
Oh, who this man?
Matthew Prittis.
Oh, the Prit.
He does this every year. Yeah, he just sneaks into significance. Look, 29 possessions, 23 handballs. But what I'm encouraged about is how he's beginning to find that football. 112, and that's his best score for the year so far. Break even down around 97, and you're getting Matthew Prittis. People were locking him in over 600 grand round one, mind you, down around 540 grand. He is a likely entry to my team this week.
This week, Jock?
Possible. Possible likely.
Has a Port...
Post, oh, I've got to do me synopsises.
Has Port Sunday night. Are you still prepared to be pinging sideways trades? Are you talking a Griffin to Prudis?
No. Griffin, no. The only time I'm bringing in these, if I had a Jordan Lewis, I'd be looking to go here. But what I'm actually looking to begin to do is to build my team. I'm starting to cull fat and calves. I'm going now, mate.
Possibly a bit early. I would suggest many teams would have quite substantial war chest already, Jock. Many traded in Tarrant and Cracker last week. In fact, Tarrant was traded in by over a quarter of coaches.
Goodness,
27.7.
Did you boys both bring him in?
I not bring bloody talent. I not tried. I bring in the crack.
The crack came.
I like sniff the crack.
Yeah, apparently so, mate. I didn't trade at all on the weekend because of discipline.
Extreme discipline. I am furious, Jock, because the most traded out players last week, Jock, were Heaney. 7.5% of coaches traded out Heaney, who I expect to be back in, and Mitch Clark.
Not happy with that.
They still have appreciation to come. Right. I feel that is crazy.
Well, Heaney, as you said last week, he's got that 7 in his price calculation matrix.
I can see him getting good game time in the back end, possibly fulfilling a role. Clark to Tarrant was the most popular trade.
Well, that's
mate.
The one I was. I sat there and I thought, and it was either Clark to Tarrant or Salem to Tarrant. Hey. At the end of the day, I thought, I'm doing neither. Because if Clark's back this week, I'm still not sure if he is. Now, if I had gone Clark across to Tarrant and Tarrant's bloody head fell off, I'd be kicking myself. So I made no trades.
Catching one happy,
yeah.
Build little bank and piss off the dandruff skullcap man.
Who's the dandruff skullcappy again?
Salem.
Oh, Salem.
Christians. I tried Salem to the crack.
So you sniff the crack. Are you sniffing someone's crack or are you sniffing, you know, some of the people call crack something underwards up your snoz?
19%.
Because you came over here the other week like you'd had some sort of business.
Oh, I'm not too drug. 19% sniffed the crack this week. I sniffed the crack.
Oy.
He best 18 player. He good, man. Good defensive running role.
You know, on the topic of, you just touched on Heaney, Peter, and I touched on the fact that I'm going to start wielding my machete and cutting off the heads of small fattened lambs. Is this the time to begin trading in someone like a Christian Salem? But mind you, he was subbed off with some concussion during the third quarter. Would you say it's too early for someone like Christian Salem? Break even will be pretty low, down around 20. We've made about 105 grand off him, averaging around 70. Is it too early to go on Christian Salem?
Jock, let's talk here. Seems to me that now would be a perfect time to upgrade Salem to a Goddard.
There's Leck, dog. How are you, Leck? Also thinking about Christian Salem, time to give him the chopski. Brendan Goddard, you'd have to say he's looking pretty bloody attractive right now.
Yes, Jock. I tend to agree on this call. Salem has peaked. And Goddard for a 500k with a break-even quite achievable at 95 could fulfil a forward role in our final squad.
I'm pretty confident Goddard will finish in the top 8 forward line players this year. Are you guys thinking that as well?
I am expecting an average of over 100, yes, which would place him in that elite company up forward.
I reckon Boomer Harvey can still get the thing done too. He hasn't been great this year, let's be honest, but he had 30 touches. He only got 79, but he's getting the hand on the ball, and that's the signal we look for. When Boomer Harvey starts getting hand on pill, we start to see big scores. And that 79, I think that's just a hint of what's to come. Break even around 100. He's dropped a good 70k. He's another bloke I think we should have our eye on up forward.
This is very interesting, Mr. Jock. You say three men, you rank 1, 2, 3. Who best pick? Boomer Harvey, Blendon Flogard, and Marcus Buffon-Tempelli. All very similar place. Which one score more from here?
I'd go Goddard followed by Harvey followed by Buffonted one.
Oh, you're not right, Buffon.
Oh, I do. And he's still, you know, 100 on the weekend. Very wet game, very unique conditions. I still don't believe the 82 last week, when he got a bit of opposition and a bit of attention, was a little bit more like it for Bontem Smelly for mine. I'm not saying I don't rate him as a footballer. I just believe there are better options there. He's still young. I don't believe those legs will last the season out. And at that price, I definitely have no hesitation going Goddard or Boomer Harvey in front of him. What about you, Blake?
Interesting call, Jock. I tend to agree. Pontempelli has averaged 113 thus far and has appreciated by 72 grand. By going Pontempelli over Goddard, you are locking in a loss over other coaches who snaffled him at the start. By going Goddard, Salem to Goddard, you are locking in a win. A 50k win over coaches who started with Goddard.
It's very hard to see that Goddard selection going south.
I tend to agree.
Very safe.
Boomer Harvey will be a very interesting point of difference. Seems to continue to get the job done and rank in that elite bracket of forwards.
I mean, age is not doth wearying him either. It's not even beginning to doth weary him.
Okay.
One little bit.
You see Barry Mitchelson.
Oh, he's arrived. Is this his arrival? Tommy Mitchell?
He played one game in wet. He scored 110. Nohini, wet game. Parker and Kieran Jack struggle.
Yeah.
Barry Mitchelson.
He did the bloody job.
He only cost 400.
430 possessions, 9 tackles, only 50% disposal effectiveness, but of course it was wet as buggery, so who gives a stuff? What do we want to see out of Tommy Mitchell? Are we still worried about his place? You know, when he comes back, sub vest.
Yes, job security. You could not be picking him with any confidence going forward, given the nature of that Sydney team.
Oh, yeah, you rarely see a footballer who can accumulate pill like this kid, though. I really do believe that he should be given a good run at Sydney. I think that the disposal effectiveness could be the knock on him.
Yes, and that wet game suited him, Jock. Was not surprised to see him included. I feel that Heaney may be rested and almost rotated with Mitchell throughout the remainder of the year. Sydney need to give this man a go.
The one who has laughed death in the face, who has revived himself to full glory, who kicked 6 goals too, Charlie Weekended Bernie's Dixon. That was as convincing a reanimation job. Whoever's pulling the strings behind him needs to have huge kudos.
Agreed.
135 super coach points. Whose spuds are large enough to pluck Charlie?
We'll go down in history as the highest scoring deceased player. The Grateful Dead, if you will. Only scored a 49, followed by the stunning 135. Has a break-even of 18. Too risky for my jock.
Gee, good to see Charlie dancing around the joint. Jack Loney, I've got to read one of the Twitters. Where's the Twitter? Can you get that up for me, please, darling?
Where is Twitter?
Hang on, I'm looking for it. Someone had a bloody beauty. I was pissing myself.
You just do the search thing. Why are you flicking through all the tweets?
Here we go. Kurt Granger. Oh, piss myself, feeding him. From now on, we'll call him Jack Boney. That's how he makes me feel. Erected. Go Saints. Jack Boney Loney. Love it.
The continual...
here you go, like in the pants.
Yes,
not Jock. Like the ones inside your arms and that, but yeah, some say if you've got a, you know...
I grow weary of the continual puerile nature of this show. Trouser humour should be left to the primary school yard.
Oh, come on, boy, you got to live a little. It's bloody funny.
Jack Boney.
Pick the nose and the bums and all that. It's wonderful. Yeah, Jack Boney.
I think
he gives me a Boney.
We are not giving our audience enough credit. Jock, we have a special community member call-in. We have Trent, a beloved follower of the Jock Reynolds community.
Trent, I'm very proud of you for stepping up in front of your community. You tell your community how you're performing in Supercoach this year, son.
Mr. Jock, I'm currently 20th overall, mate, coming into this weekend, so I'm doing okay.
Yeah, not bad. Ball. You have big ball. You come my gym, we test your ball. Maybe your ball stronger than James Kelly.
I hope so.
Hey, Trent, tell us about what do you think's cut you above the chaff in terms of your Supercoach team this year? What are the selections that have made the difference, son?
I think it's been the selections that I haven't made that have been the difference, Jock.
Isn't that
I haven't had guys like Gary Ablett. I haven't had Dane Beams. I haven't had Sidebottom. I haven't had guys getting injured. And Rockliffe as well, injured, not scoring any points. I've avoided these guys. By avoiding them, I think that's been the key so far.
You have bloody Ryan Griffin?
I did. I traded him out for... That was my only trade going into this week. I traded him to Buddy Franklin.
Isn't
bloody
that...
Bloody shithouse Franklin.
That is stunning.
You only make one bloody trade.
Going into this week, I brought in Robbie Tarrant and Nathan Cracker this week to give me some more cash.
Robbie Tarrant, what did he come out with, the 80 or something? You'd be pretty happy with that, wouldn't you, mate?
Yeah, 78. Pretty happy with that. Keep that up and make me some cash, Robbie.
Sounds beautiful, mate. On the landscape, the beautiful rolling landscape of fantasy football as we move towards the byes, what sort of players do you have your eye on moving forward? Are you looking to snaffle a few specials over the coming weeks?
I've put some in the watch list, Jock, that I predict to be plummeting in price. Guys like...
He sounds like he has a spreadsheet, Jock. This is significant.
Jeez, I'm impressed. I'm impressed by you, Trent. I'm going to come out and say that right now. You're impressing the pants off me, son.
You impressed me, Jock. I've learnt it all from all of you guys. So if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. I've got guys like Josh Kennedy is going to drop. Brody Smith going to drop. Dane Beams, zero this week. Watch, keep an eye, he is going to drop. Burgoyne, Simpson, Luke Parker, the list goes on, Jock. These guys are going to be plumb for the picking. They're going to be ripe.
It's going to be like beautiful, you know, those bulbous plums that you pick off, and it's just as your tooth goes through them, the juice comes down. Oh, delicious. They're going to be delicious. I'm interested, Trent. I'm interested, mate. What are your thoughts about Stephen Johnson? Has Stephen Johnson flown the coop? Are his teeth too long? He was playing like a crazy Coco Cabana bastard, Higo. Did you see him?
Yes,
I didn't know what the bastard was doing. He was doing weird stuff.
I fear for his sanity. Not sure, even at 450 or below 400, is he a valid selection, Trent?
I wouldn't be touching him. He's just not consistent enough for mine.
What if he drops and hits 400? Because I'll tell you right
definitely
now...
Definitely consider.
Because he'll have a break even around 150, and he'll be about 435, so we could see him around 410, perceivably, perceptively.
He has to show some talent, Jock. He has to show some form. If he shows the form, looks like he's going to score some of those big scores we all know he can, he is a steal. But there's no point getting him in if he's not going. We saw with Dane Swan last year. He had the runs on the board, but he just couldn't do it. There's no point bringing him in if he can't continue to deliver. Same goes for this idiot, Joel Salwood. Pull your socks up, mate. 83 again this week. I spent big bucks on you. You've got to show me something.
Agreed. I did trade into Joel Salwood. A bit concerned. Now, Trent, the all-important question. Give us an idea of your starting back line this year.
It is absolute rubbish, but it seems to be getting the job done, gentlemen. I have Heath Shaw, Sean Higgins, A. Sard, A. Oxley, J. News, K. McIntosh.
I think we have Higgins there, Jock. And
if he hadn't a good with Higgins, he'd probably be winning the bloody thing.
Aside from this week, Higgins has been a quite a good buy for mine.
He's been solid enough. I'll give you boys that.
So are you saying you only went in with two pricey defenders and full rookie?
And Nunes. So Nunes and Higgins were the mid to high mid prices. Heath Shaw and the rest were all rookies in the back line. Nunes has been very underwhelming.
And what are your thoughts on Nunes moving forward? I'll give you my perceptions. I'm not worrying about him at all until I look the pluck off the tried and true defenders that really put their bloody hands up. Got a lot of the ball this week. He chopped it up a little bit, but I don't think you can go backwards with him. I'm patient with him. What are you doing with him, Trent, me man?
I'd love to punt him, but I hit the T button, I have a look at what's available. I want to punt him. Kick him out of the team, Jock. I'd love to punch him as well, but geez, I reckon he'd probably be able to take me. There's just no one. Who's delivering, Jock? Is there a solid defensive option to put in that I'm not going to have to kick out?
Well, I'm starting to wonder now whether Tommy McDonald from Melbourne is the real deal. You can't ignore these scores. 125, 122, 95, 97 and 122. Average of 112, and we'll get him at around 485K. Break even, Higo, still just 35.
Yes.
I'm starting to believe we've found one here.
Possibly.
He's in my draft team, Jock, and he's been unbelievable. I haven't had the stones to put him into my normal team yet, but, geez, if he keeps scoring like this, he's very hard to ignore.
Yeah.
Trent, would you see defence as your last upgrade area? Are you focusing on midfielders, forwards? How will you roll from here?
Definitely looking to upgrade either midfield or forward next. I will leave defence until last. It doesn't seem like there's as many consistent points there this year, so I'm not going to be too fussed about that until a bit later on.
This bloody good. I have a most important question. Given you rank so bloody high, does Mrs. Trent welcome you in bedroom for bang bang?
Always bang bang, Jock. You have to stay agile, keep your mind focused. You need to release these negative stresses.
Yeah.
And what better way, mate?
Even if it's just with yourself, that's fine. You just got to unload those things sometimes.
Agreed.
Mm. Hey, Trent, mate, in all seriousness, thank you very much for coming on tonight. It's been wonderful catching up with you.
Team name, Trent, so we can follow you in great detail. And I suggest we even put a link to the show notes.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Team name is Shiva's Spartans. That is SHEEVA apostrophe S Spartans.
That's like a mixture of being cold, Shiva, and Spartans, and they're hot with the pitchforks. It's like a yin and a yang. That's what he's done.
The Spartan soldier from Greek times, Jock, heroic and rose up against their encapsulators in the Roman generals. And thus, this is a metaphor for Trent's team, rising up against the entire super
Phoenix
coach
and
community.
Ashes.
Yes, Jock. Well, this man is a hero.
Has Peter nailed it there, Trent?
I can't disagree with that, Jock. I think he's keep the nail on the head. Spot on.
He had big ball.
Wonderful to speak to you. Hey, Trent, very best of luck. I want you to rip this season a new one and win the 50K, mate.
Thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
See you, mate.
Thanks for all your help.
Welcome, mate.
Farewell, Trent. Excellent community member there, Jock.
Good luck.
Jock, the community is baying Tom Bell Chambers. Is it a considered option to trade him?
Yeah, I'm keeping him, mate. I'll tell you, my mental steel, I've kept mincing, so Bell Chambers gave me backup, and that's why I needed him. Where did he score? 79-odd?
For those with a Bell Chambers in the ruck, without cover, do they consider using some of the precious war chest to go up to, per se, a Jacobs?
Yeah, well, I don't like it. I'd prefer that they, like we talked about before, just concentrate on structure. Tom Bell Chambers is providing them something. What did they bring him in for? Either for backup or to make him cash.
Cash generation.
Well, if they keep him there long enough, he'll eventually make that cash.
Feel he
time's
has
not
peaked.
Now.
He has
if you're peaked. Peaked.
Yes.
He played all right today against St Kilda.
Yes.
Took some good contested marks.
And only scored a 79.
Well, that's not bad.
He is just hitting his break even and is possibly leaking coaches around 30 points a week by not having a primo ruck.
Yeah, well, who would you look at?
As discussed, Jacobs is an option, expensive option at that. Those without Goldstein scored just the 92. Big spend.
Huge spend.
I would perhaps wait for cheaper. Brody Grundy, soul rucking duties, one out of the bag for mine.
Blitzhouse keeps getting it done, Peter. Your bloke, you love him. He's averaging 100 for the season now, 111 over the last three. He almost played a midfield role and was a third man up for Geelong. He's playing a bloody lucrative role, Blitzhouse.
I tend to agree, Jock. Outstanding. Blitz halves could end up in the top three or four rucks.
That's a big call. You've loved him for a long time, and you believed in him when no one bloody else. I laughed at you. I'm not afraid. You left the bungalow, and I'd laugh myself to sleep about Blitz halves. Now I'm laughing on the other side of my face, you beautiful bastard.
I went too early, Jock. I started with him in 2014. Grappled with the concept 2:15 and could not bring myself to do it.
You just lacked the conviction of convictiveness, didn't you? Yes. What's happening? So we've sort of touched on defence, but I think there is some things emerging now, Peter. I do really believe, as I mentioned before, that Tom McDonald is the real deal. There were some interesting performances back there, though. Have you seen the game of Leon Picken over the last fortnight? 143 and 140. 32 disposals, 14 tackles. His break even will be negative 74. Ah. Is this fool's gold?
Are you on bloody drug?
Yeah.
Round 1, 2, 3, bloody 50, 50, 60.
Yeah, and you look back through his past this six seasons, gold. He's averaged literally between 60 and 70 for six seasons.
Yes,
this is fool's gold. Don't touch it.
And you say before Tom McDonald, why buy man at peak price? You listen. This backline come last, same like Mr. Trensai. And here go, I want to give little Payan Manis palm.
Beautiful.
But this one, not a bad trouser, this one no swear, this one for you, here go. Old Mada Hibbard, who score poorly, yet must be considered, because defensive cupboard is bare. You pick him in your team, around by for cheap. Go to sleep, not children. Welcome.
Have a wonderful week, you really.